And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVUE Sutherland's studio line here this Thursday morning is Nick Bass as we preview the 12th annual Jaeger Jenkins Fishing Tournament, which is just hours away.
Not too far away. Nick, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. You have a busy weekend ahead as the 12th annual Jaeger Jenkins Fishing Tournament is slated to go June 3 through the 5th. And what entry deadline is near, right, Nick?
Yep, we'll stop taking entries tonight at 9 p.m. We'll also be doing at the same time, we've got a free catfish rod giveaway we'll be drawing for tonight.
All right, so how have entries been going so far?
Pretty good. We're have 26 teams right now. I'm pretty sure I'll get a couple more today, but that's a pretty good turnout. Over 100 people just fishing.
Yeah, not bad at all. And I know that, boy, since this started 12 years ago, this has really grown. Is this kind of met or passed your expectations, Nick?
Anytime that we clear 20 teams, I mean, it puts a smile on my face. But like you said, the first year we did it, there was just 6 teams down at the boat ramp in Hartford. And this year is just grown so much, it's unbelievable.
So what's the format here for folks that haven't heard about this before? Maybe they're participating in their first time and they just simply saw the flyer and said, hey, this looks like a good idea, I'll go ahead and jump in on that. What's the format here for folks here this weekend?
So what we let everyone do is we let them fish wherever they legally have permission. So everyone gets to fish their favorite fishing spot. You always hear guys talk about, oh, I got the best spot. We put that to the test. So they can fish wherever they want. We kick off tomorrow at noon, and we'll weigh in Saturday morning and Sunday morning. So they can start fishing at noon. They don't have to come to both weigh-ins. As a matter of fact, a lot of guys just come on Sunday. We do that extra Saturday weigh-in just, we want to give the guys an opportunity if they want to turn fish back or whatever, to keep the fish alive and healthy. So we allow 4 people on a team and an alternate also just for safety reasons. We don't want anybody in the boat alone, especially with water conditions how they are right now. So we let them fish with 4 guys and an alternate, guys or girls. And they can use rod and reel or line, limb line or trout line.
So fishing for specifically, is it catfish?
Yeah, catfish. Flathead, blue cat, channel cat. We have a lot of great, aside from payout first, second, and third, Western Electric sponsored $150 for the biggest channel cat. We also have a rod and reel sponsored by EB Sports for the smallest flathead. And we have $500 for the biggest fish and $250 for Bryson Byerly's largest gar.
Yikes. I want to talk about your sponsorship in just a couple of moments here, Nick, because that has really exploded. You have a lot of fine sponsors that are helping out with the Jaeger Jenkins Fishing Tournament. This is Nick Bess, who is the lead organizer. You mentioned fishing for the catfish. So how do you come up with the winners? Is it total weight on a certain amount of fish? How does that work?
So it's their largest 5 fish of the weekend. So if they can weigh both days, so if they weigh Saturday, and then they weigh again on Sunday, they have 2 fish bigger than what they weighed on Saturday. We bump those 2 smaller fish off, and it's a combined weight of their biggest 5 fish.
Nick, let's talk about, too, what really triggered the tournament here back over 10 years ago.
So a lot of people know that Jeremy Jenkins, Jason Jenkins, and Clint Jaeger died in a boating accident. And the first, it hit our community hard. Those guys they had a big family. They're like family to about everyone. They were just, all 3 of them were great guys. As you know, Hubba was a young kid when he passed away. And the first year we had it, we just kind of wanted to do something to remember him. And it was great the first year we got together, and it was small, just friends mostly, and we got to kind of reminisce on reminisce about those guys, and every year we progressively got bigger, and the money that we raised, the Yeager Jenkins family, they have a scholarship that they hand out. Actually, they hand out multiple scholarships every year, and to get the scholarship, the kids have to write about what family means to them. So altogether, that just shows how important family was to all those guys, and it's easy to see why we have such a great turnout when we had such great guys that we're doing this for.
Yeah, so how much money have you raised in the past 11 years, Nick? Do you know?
I'm not for sure total. I kind of leave that up to the family. We give them the money at the end of the tournament.
Okay.
I know it's since we've added doing the sponsors the past couple years, it's significantly more than the first few years. I know that.
Well, that's great, and it's really turned into an event. Again, the deadline for entries is 9 o'clock tonight. But you know, we've got a boatload of sponsors that are helping out. But also, your weigh-ins. You've got breakfast. You've got community involved with all this happening. What in basically the center of activities is Hartford, correct?
Yeah, it's right on Main Street of Hartford. And this year is going to be, hopefully, so long as the rain stays away, it's going to be even more fun than any other year. If you guys get a chance, come out to the weigh-ins, and you'll see a lot of these guys over the years have become friends with each other without actually being friends with each other. The only time that they see each other is at the weigh-in. So you'll see all these guys. We don't have arguments or anything like that. So it's kind of like a big family coming together out there, like a family reunion. But this year we added What's in the Outdoors donated some fishing rods to us for the kids, and we've added to that. So we have a couple of games for the kids to play that we're going to have set up. The high school boys basketball teams will be selling breakfast again. We'll have the shirts, and we have an awesome raffle that was made possible again by our sponsor, EB Sports in Burlington. There's just so much that we're going to be, it's so much more than just fishing. The weigh-ins themselves are their own just great time.
Sure. So what time exactly are the weigh-ins then, Nick?
They're 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday morning.
Okay, is that when the breakfast will be available then, too?
Yeah, usually they get there a little bit early and set up. Probably about 8:30 is when they'll start setting up.
All right, and then remind folks when they can get out on the lake here as part of the Yeager Jenkins tournament.
They can start tomorrow at noon. That's just kind of, well, we let them hold themselves accountable to that, but we haven't had a problem with it yet. And they start on their own. We don't have a big kickoff or anything. They can start tomorrow at noon.
So, Nick, will this high water help or hinder? How's this going to work?
Yeah, I was laughing when I was listening to you guys talk about the crest. Most guys that fish will tell you that fishing a drop is not their favorite time to fish. But so long as there's still current moving, we'll have good fishing. It could go really great. I don't know if you're friends with our Facebook page, but one of the teams that's in the fishing tournament was setting this past weekend, and they caught a 98.6-pound blue cat. It was just a monster fish. So
I saw that.
Big fish love moving water. The biggest struggle they might have is finding places to get in to launch their boat.
Yeah, to get on the water. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good deal.
Well, Nick, thanks for all you do. And, boy, this has come a long way, and a lot of sponsors, a lot of people are going to be benefiting from the scholarship. So good work, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too.
Thanks, too.
Nick. Yeah, Nick Best, the lead organizer of the Yeager Jenkins 12th Annual Fishing Tournament Entry deadline is 9 p.m. tonight, but that's going on beginning Friday and right on through the weekend, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget, too, speaking of outdoor activities, What's in Outdoors? We'll be here tomorrow, 8:20 to about 8:50 tomorrow morning with